It's Fox Top 5, the podcast where the hosts always agree to disagree. This week on Fox Top 5, host of the Guy Benson Show on Fox News Talk Radio, Guy Benson.
Rigorous exercise. It's just like, oh, I'd rather do this or that or the other. But now it's almost a healthy addiction. I've gotten onto it.
And Fox News political analyst Juan Williams.
I got to take those steps. You know, they say you want to do small steps if you want that resolution to really work.
Come together to share their top five New Year's resolutions. Here are this week's hosts, Guy and Juan.
Welcome to Fox Top 5. I'm Guy Benson, host of The Guy Benson Show on Fox News Talk Radio. And today I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Juan Williams, Fox News political analyst and co-host of The 5. Hello, Juan.
Hello, Guy. I guess this is a New Year's treat for me to be with Guy Benson. Thank you.
How are you feeling? I know that you recently overcame COVID, which is awesome that you overcame it, obviously. How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good, and I feel, I don't hope I'm not crossing any lines here, but I'm going to tell you, I feel blessed, Guy, that, you know, given I'm 66 and, you know, a cancer survivor, when I got that news, I thought, the worst. So that's why I say it's a treat to be with Guy Benson.
Well, we are so happy that you are feeling better. And I think so many Fox viewers say we're glad that he's healthy so he can be on our television being wrong all the time. And
that's you know our viewers.
Every week on this podcast, Fox hosts and reporters and other personalities get together and share their top five on any given topic. So that's the overall format. 2020, for reasons that have been sort of alluded to already, was a difficult and trying year for many, many people around the world, across the country. But with 2021 arriving and 2020 in the rearview mirror, there's a lot to be hopeful about and to look forward to. So we all know that with a new year come New Year's resolutions. And today, Juan and I are going to share with you our top five New Year's resolutions. And Juan, before we get going with your number five, I almost never make them. So I had to really dig deep to come to five on this list because generally, every few years, something will come in my head and I'll stick to it. So like, I want to say almost a decade ago, I said, you know, I'm drinking too many calories in soda. I'm going to switch for 3 months from Coke to Coke Zero. And I have not had a regular Coca-Cola Classic in 9 or 10 years. So I just stuck with it. So that's my most successful resolution ever.
Well, you know what? From what I know, Guy, I don't know if you intended this, but you actually stuck to exactly the formula that the professionals offer to people like me anyway, the amateurs, when it comes to resolutions. They say that you can't form a habit unless you do it for close to 3 months.
Oh.
It takes 3 months before something just becomes habitual, locked in, and something that you do. And so you adjusted your taste buds in such a way. And by the way, I had the same experience with eating meat. That initially I thought, boy, I'm going to really miss a hamburger or a steak. And now it's like, when I taste it, it's like, I don't think so. Not
Wait,
for me.
Are you a vegetarian?
No, but, you know, I mean, I think if I have something with meat in it, you know, like I'll unconsciously, someone will serve me a salad with bacon or something. So it's not like I freak out or anything, but I don't order it for dinner. That's for sure.
Chicken or pork or seafood or just not intentionally anymore?
None of it. I eat chicken. I eat seafood. I eat crabs. So
it's like more red meat that you're strangling.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had mentioned, it's now 10 years since I had cancer. And that's one of the things that the doctors, they didn't even say it directly, like don't eat red meat. But they all said, you know, I would go easy on the red meat. And at some point I thought, maybe there's something to it. Let me see what I can do.
Number five.
Well, let's get to your number five New Year's resolution for 2021.
Well, I think, again, for me, it's really difficult to say I'm going to read a big book. I'm going to set aside time. I'm not going to just turn on the TV. I'm going to read a substantial book. And so for me, that's my number one resolution, or I should say my number five.
Okay, so mine is, because of the pandemic, I ended up giving more charitable donations in 2020 than I ever have before, because there were so many important and good causes, and people would challenge me to do stuff, or I would see something. So in addition to some of the regular, relatively low giving that I've given in the past, and I'm not bragging or anything, I try to do a little bit of charitable stuff. I did a little bit more because of the pandemic. So I'm going to try to maintain that slightly heightened level of charitable giving. That's my fifth one.
Well, let me just say, Guy, hats off to you. That's a wonderful thing. There's a lot of issues right now in the country with the economic distress caused by COVID.
Right.
And I am particularly taken with hunger issues. So I am just so, I don't mean to sound anything but as your pal, but I'm just so proud of you for being the kind of person that would step up. You know, we both are so blessed in that we have been able to keep our jobs during this difficult period.
Right.
But I think there are lots of people who have not, and even small business people, and you just want to support them and go out of your way with big tips or, you know, doing business with them whenever possible to help keep them going.
Yep. And as an American, we're a very generous people. As a Christian, I think that's the right thing to do. As a conservative, I feel like charity is sometimes much more effective and efficient than government. So those are all good reasons. And by the way, one of the charities that I signed up for, because someone solicited me on the street and I never even stopped to talk to them, but I was in a mood, and it was a kids' hunger charity. So it's right up your alley, one.
Number four.
Let's get to your number four, yeah. New Year's resolution.
Well, you know, I was thinking that I have a problem here, Guy. I think it's called executive dysfunction. And it's about trying to do a better job of being organized. It can be so difficult for me to get organized. So I'm trying to figure out how I can do a better job of this. You know, if it's tabs on documents, if it's files. I've tried files in the past, but I've got to find a better way. I'm looking into it. I've got to take those steps. You know, they say you want to do small steps if you want that resolution to really work. And as I said earlier, you got to do it for 3 months before it becomes habitual. And maybe it's even greater opportunity for success if you have a partner, someone who's also going through it. But that's a big deal for me, trying to get organized.
Like for your schedule or just for your documents or all of it?
Documents, I would say number one, but schedule is also, I mean, the benefit of doing a daily show at a certain hour is you don't have a choice.
Right, yep. It's like, you got to be there.
You got to be there, man. The camera goes on, no excuses.
Okay, my number four, and this is something that I don't even look at as often as I should because I grimace every time that I do. For some reason, out of nowhere, my iPhone started sending me a weekly report of how much screen time I was using on my phone, and the numbers were horrifying. And I think part of it is because I have done so much less travel and so much less activity than I typically do. Like, I don't even drive places. So much of my 2020 was spent just sitting in my house, and you just like pick up your phone, you look at your email, you look at Twitter, you look at Instagram, you're scrolling through, you know, various, you know, websites or message boards or whatever, text messages. And I don't know if my number is way up than what it was in, say, 2019. I think it has to be. And my number four New Year's resolution is to bring the number down, because it's just, it cannot be healthy looking at my phone this much.
No, you know, I think one of the things that I learned in 2020 and all the controversies about the social media groups, I don't know if you saw that documentary, The Social Dilemma, I think it was called, but is that it is designed, Guy, to be addictive. Yeah. So that we constantly are checking the phone, checking the social media site, checking our email, and it's has an effect on our brains. And so many of these tech leaders, the tech titans out in Silicon Valley, they don't allow their kids to do that because They understand it affects the way you think.
Yeah, that's a little disconcerting.
It is, because it's so addictive, right?
The countdown continues after this.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Number three.
What's your number three?
You know what? I am intent on being a better, more spiritual person. And this is hard for me. I am a church goer, but the idea of really not just showing up, but trying to deepen your relationship, you know, your spiritual growth, if you will, increase spiritual growth, that takes time and effort. It's a lot like a garden, but it's an internal place. And I would like to be a more spiritual person, guy.
I love that. And that's on a much higher plane than my number three resolution, which is during COVID, one of the things that I've gotten into a definite habit of doing is exercising basically every day, 6 or 7 days a week. We got a Peloton just a few months before COVID hit. And I know everyone's been trying to get gym equipment because a lot of gyms have been closed or limited or whatever. We were very blessed that we got one last year for Christmas. And so the Christmas of 2019. And I think it's a great piece of equipment. I try to do it every day while I'm home. I think I probably put on a couple pounds over the course of the COVID pandemic with all the stress eating and the drinking and all of that. But it would be so much worse without my Peloton. I don't even want to think about it. I probably couldn't fit in my clothes if not for that thing. So I want to maintain that exercise regimen. It's not anything crazy, but I think it's definitely physically healthy. And I guarantee you, like I know for a fact, just I can feel it, that it is emotionally, mentally healthy too.
Yeah, I think it's a big stress buster.
Oh, I mean, there's no question about it. And I have never been a huge fan of rigorous exercise. It's just like, oh, I'd rather do this or that or the other. But now that I'm sort of, it's almost a healthy addiction. I've gotten onto it where if I go a day or two in a row without exercising, I start to feel kind of gross and icky and I hop on the bike and it really helps. So that's my number three.
Number two.
How about number two for you?
Well, so here's the thing. And I think when I think of Guy Benson, I think, gosh, man, he must be busy. Guy Benson doesn't have time for me to call him. Guy Benson doesn't have time to play around. Guy Benson's a busy guy. Well, that's the case for me too. And so sometimes, you know, like my kids or my wife will call and I'll say, you know what, I'm going to have to call you back or I'm going to have to talk to you later. And I just want to do a better job of what politicians often say when they're in big trouble. Spend a little more time with family and friends.
Right, but you mean it.
But yeah, if you really meant it, wouldn't that deepen relationships that are, you know, kind of central to who you are?
I agree. The only thing is, I guess the tip for the friends and family who call you, just don't call at 4:58 p.m. Monday through Friday, right? That could be a problem.
That's a non-deal there. That's a deal breaker.
That's a definite call you back. But aside from that, you want to be a little bit more flexible.
Well, you know what? I mean, obviously, you know, you got to get your work done. And I got work on my plate. But you want to make sure that those relationships that are going to be forever etched into their memory and your memory are well tended. Again, coming back to that garden analogy.
I like it. I think that's a great one. My number two is I want to get this vaccine. Pretty simple.
Well, I couldn't be stronger in agreeing with you. I think, why don't we just join hands on that one? Because I think I want that vaccine. I don't want to go through COVID again. Let me just tell you that. I have no desire. I thought I was being careful, guy. And now I am more careful, and the vaccine would give me such comfort. So I am going to take the vaccine as well.
Yeah, I've had a handful of friends who have gotten it, and I'd say like maybe half a dozen, maybe a few more. And for a tiny handful of them, it barely registered. It's like, oh yeah, I felt a little bit off, or I didn't feel almost anything, then it went away. But for three or four of you guys, they communicated, or you communicated to me, how deeply unpleasant it was. And I was like, you know, I really don't want to have that happen to me. And if there is a safe and effective vaccine, and there will soon be two, maybe more, thank God, and thank Operation Warp Speed, as soon as I'm eligible, as soon as it's my turn in the queue, I'm there.
Number one.
Five, four, three.
Number one.
All right, Juan, number one, your number one 2021 New Year's resolution for Juan Williams. Drum roll.
I have it. Here it is, guy. I want to travel. I want to go to some place I've never been, learn something new, surprise myself. In other words, I want to be in a position where I say, you know what? I am making the most out of this life, and I have not traveled. Obviously, 2020 was a year in which I couldn't move around.
Mm-hmm.
But too often, it's just that you're busy, you don't plan it. I want to do it. I really want to go to some. I've never seen the pyramids. You know, I'd love to see something like the pyramids. I've never spent time in Italy, and everyone tells me it's the most fabulous place.
Well, I mean, before you do that, let's talk, because I've got a few recommendations. But that's you know what? Mine is similar in my number one resolution. So every year I try to travel abroad. I was born overseas. I grew up overseas. I love traveling abroad and then coming home to the U.S. And in particular, after each presidential cycle, which are very stressful, sort of crazy years for people in our business, since 08, I go out of the country to coincide with the inauguration. No matter who won, no matter who was running, I leave and I go take a vacation overseas. This year, we were supposed to go to Japan. We were all booked, and Americans, as of at least mid-December, were not allowed to go to Japan. And my understanding is it's going to be a matter of months still. So we had to basically cancel the trip. So I want to make up for that trip at some point in 2021. And I'll add this addendum, which might be even more important to me than the overseas trip, and it's this. When it is safe, when we have herd immunity and enough people have this vaccine and it's time to go back to at least mostly normal, I am going to throw an absolute epic blowout party.
All right.
We're going to host it. We're going to invite everyone we can think of. We're going to pack a bunch of people into the house and into the yard and have a bunch of food and booze, and we're going to enjoy being with people again with no guilt and no fear. And my hope is that will be in the spring, but we'll see.
You know what? I told you I went through this COVID thing, and one of the joys was a revelation, guy, which is that, you know what? Nothing beats no medicine, no vaccine. Nothing beats the love of people, the knowing that people care and the people are out there who want you to get well. So the idea that we would just celebrate each other and, you know, understand that we're our best hope, each other. Forget politics, forget which baseball team you root for, just each other. I love it, guy. Let's have a great 2021.
I'm in. Maybe we'll catch a baseball game together when that's allowed again.
Yeah, that would be good.
Fantastic.
I can't wait for that last one. That's a good one. Maybe we should have said baseball would be our thing, man.
Well, it's not top six, Juan. It's top five.
I heard you. All right. Yeah. Well, I want to say thank you to everyone for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at FoxNewsPodcast.com. Let us know about your top five resolutions for the coming year. You've been listening to Fox Top 5 on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.